Hello.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not serving anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Is this
okay.
Amelia Hudson?
It is.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? No recalling
sure.
on your cell phone? Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'll call it back. African-American. I'll call Tommy back.
What is your age?
77.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and
there
other
is
offices?
A big chance. I will.
Okay, would you say proudly vote? Definitely vote.
Definitely.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. For 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm extremely motivated.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Do I approve? There's some things that could be different, okay? But the thing is this. When a person gives up their life, their family, their livelihood to do something for others, it goes deeply with me. Joe Biden did not have to run for president. He could be just as well with his family, home, enjoyed, laid back, fishing, and everything else. And being that I am, you know, in the party that I'm in, I just feel that we all should join in and help whenever that happens. When the election is over, it's over. Let it be over. And then we move forward from there. But they fight like kids. They fight like they shoot marbles. I don't like. You know, who means business? Okay? Who means business for us?
All right, thank
and
you.
And not for themselves.
Thank you for that feedback.
Yeah.
Would you say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Of Joe Biden, you mean?
Yes. How he's handling his president.
It goes back to what I just said. If he had the help, I mean, I know that there's two parties, which I wish and pray to God there was only one, and we wouldn't have this problem, okay? But I think he deserves a little bit more respect. I think he deserves a little bit more buddiness from other parties, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Everybody needs to pitch in, you know? I just hate the fight. There's some things, like I say, can be better. But it don't just come from Joe Biden. It comes from everybody, every single party who stayed there for this United States. They got to pitch in and help out. Don't sit back and every time he, you know, go to the bathroom and drop a little urine on his pants, you're watching that and you're going to put that in the news. That's, you know, I want to hear more good. I know he's doing some good. And it makes a person more motivated when you talk about the things that they do good and they will look into it themselves and find out, well, I could do this better, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, that's the best answer I could give you as far as that goes.
All right. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Joe Biden.
So what, Joe Biden? I feel favorable towards the Democratic Party.
Okay, would you, what would you rate him on a scale from 0 to 100?
Would I rate him?
Yes.
I would probably rate him an 8.
Well, this is from 0 to 100, so would that be an 80?
Yep.
Okay. Tammy Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate him?
I don't know very much about him, so I can't give him a rating. I haven't looked in very much enough to give you a rating for him.
Okay, no problem. The Republican Party.
How do I feel about the Republican Party?
Yes.
What am I rating against the Republican Party?
Well, what you would rate them as a whole?
I only would have to give them about a 45.
Kamala Harris.
80.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
I have to know more about him before I could give him a rating. But I have to say that he seems to be, from what I've seen in the last few days, he's trying to step up to the plate, but I can't give him a, you understand, how do you rate somebody you don't know anything about?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Project 2025.
Honey, how do you rate Project 2025? Yeah, well, we don't know enough about that to give it a rating.
Okay.
It wouldn't be fair.
Donald Trump?
25.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
80.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
That's,
if you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. And what do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Well, what I need to hear more about is, you know, how are they going to handle the problems at hand? You know, all of the issues and you know, stay in line with what is supposed to happen.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing. Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion toward his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable and corporate price gouging, installing action to address climate change.
Okay, could you say that again? Read that again.
Yes. Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts
and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion toward his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging, installing action to address climate change.
I can't, like I said, I can't say anything about that right now because I don't know enough about it. I haven't heard enough about it to give an answer.
Okay. We need gun reform now to make our communities safer, but Trump's policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform by banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-powered guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our communities safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have been suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, unquote. Ignoring that they spent lifetime earning and paying for those benefits, we must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents.
Yes, I agree.
All women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights, and he would sign a national bill to ban abortion. And his appointed judges were trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves.
Yes, that is true. It's an assault. It's not fair. It's definitely not fair to women. I mean, and women have fought long and hard to get the right to, you know, to do with their own body. That's their body. And I think that he should be more for that than against it.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections on a scale from 0 to 10.
Could you repeat that last statement?
Sure. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10
okay.
means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10. Oh, I'm going to vote.
Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 5 means that it is not at all convincing. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more and to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions.
The question is, who would I vote for?
No. How?
I kind of lost something there. For Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you.
And you want to know the number of... Go ahead. You can go ahead.
This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a change to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it, surely needs it.
Okay, my motivation would still be 10.
Okay, thank you. And one more question. In November, we have a simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
I'm through with Trump. I used to like him, but I'm through with Trump. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
What was the last one? Please. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Yes. How motivated are you to vote in this elections? From 0 to 10, 0 means not at all motivated, and 10 means extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say that again, please.
Yes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, my last year of schooling, 4 years. I have a bachelor's.
Thank you very much. Are you married?
Widowed.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, and thank you for being patient with me. Have a great day.